some more notes. And again, I recommend that you, you know, do what works best for you. Some people write things down once or twice, sometimes more. Sometimes people will record themselves saying things and play it over again and again. Flashcards work really well for some people. We're going to continue on with more conversation starters and niceties. Wie geht es dir? Literally, how goes it you? You know how we say in English sometimes, how goes it? I think we got it from German. Wie geht es dir can be shortened to wie geht's, how goes it? The apostrophe takes the place of the E in S. E-S, the E disappears and is replaced by an apostrophe, wie geht's. Now, wie geht es dir is informal. That's one that you would use with friends and family. The formal how are you would be used in the business place is wie geht es Ihnen. Ihnen, that is another way to say you in the formal sense. And again, we'll talk about, this is another case. We'll talk about that later. Mir geht es gut. Literally, me goes it good, right? I'm fine. Mir geht es gut. Mir geht es nicht so gut. Not so good. Not doing so well. Und mir geht es schlecht. I'm doing poorly. Schlecht, bad, poor, sick, not well. You can also say, instead of mir geht es gut, you can say es geht mir gut. Es geht mir nicht so gut. Es geht mir leider schlecht. Leider means unfortunately. Und so la la, that means not good, not bad. So la la. Germans use that a lot.